McMurphy heard the black boy muttering to himself and woke and rolled up to one elbow to look at what he was up to at this hour down on his knees under my bed. He watched the black boy a minute, rubbing his eyes to be sure of what he was seeing, just like you see little kids rub their eyes. Then he sat up completely. "I will be a son of a bitch if he ain't in here at 11:30 at night, farting around in the dark with a pair of scissors and a paper sack." The black boy jumped and swung his flashlight up in McMurphy's eyes. "Now tell me, Sam, what the devil are you collecting that needs the cover of night?" "Go back to sleep, McMurphy. It don't concern nobody else." McMurphy let his lips spread in a slow grin, but he didn't look away from the light. The black boy got uneasy after about half a minute of shining that light on McMurphy sitting there, on that glossy new-healed scar and those teeth and that tattooed panther on his shoulder, and took the light away. He went back to his work, grunting and puffing like it was a mighty effort prying off dried gum. "One of the duties of a night aid," he explained between grunts, trying to sound friendly, "is to keep the bedside area cleaned up." "In the dead of night? McMurphy, we got a thing posted called a job description. Say cleanliness is a 24-hour job." "You might have done your 24 hours worth before we got in bed, don't you think? Instead of sitting out there watching TV till 10:30. Does old Lady Ratchet know you boys watch TV most of your shift? What do you reckon she'd do if she found out about that?" The black boy got up and sat on the edge of my bed. He tapped the flashlight against his teeth, grinning and giggling. The light lit his face up like a black jack-o'-lantern. "Well, let me tell you about this gum," he said, and leaned close to McMurphy like an old chum. "You see, for years I've been wondering where Chief Bromden got his chewing gum. Never having any money for the canteen, never having anybody give him a stick that I saw, never asking public relations. So I watched, and I waited, and look here." He got back on his knees and lifted the edge of my bedspread and shined the light under. "How about that? I bet these pieces of gum under here have been used 1,000 times. This tickled McMurphy. He went to giggling at what he saw. The black boy held up the sack and rattled it, and they laughed some more about it. The black boy told McMurphy good night and rolled the top of the sack like it was his lunch and went off somewhere to hide it for later. "Chief," McMurphy whispered, "I want you to tell me something." And he started to sing a little song, a hillbilly song, popular a long time ago. "Oh, does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?" At first I started getting real mad. I thought he was making fun of me like other people had. "When you chew it in the morning," he sang in a whisper, "will it be too hard to bite?"